Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, what is up, my drummer friend? This is Daniel Hadaway, a.k.a. The Drum Coach. And I am so pumped that you are here with me on Drummer Daily to talk about drumming and your drumming life and becoming a professional drummer and all that stuff. So I actually just finished recording this episode and listened back and I'm like, there's some kind of weird crackling sound. It's happened before and I can't quite figure out why it's happening. So this is my second try at recording this podcast. But hey, you know what? A lot of times it's kind of like drumming in the studio. Sometimes you hear it back or you think back on what you just did and you're like, you know what? I could probably do that better. So you get the benefit here of hearing me do this a second time. And I bet I can probably say the same thing in half the amount of time as I did before. So as I'm recording this, we are in the midst of, I don't know how much perspective I have on this situation because I'm involved in it a little bit. So I don't know if it's as big of a deal to anybody else or it's just me. But I, strangely enough, I've had a few people reach out to me and ask me, they're like, hey, I know you're not really into the stock market. I don't think you are, but have you been up to date or are you in involved in this GameStop stock thing? And strangely enough, I am. I did buy some of their stock when it was pretty darn low. I happened to see it and jumped in on it. But it's funny because the people who've asked me that like, again, I've never really talked about being interested in the stock market or anything because I haven't really been. So it's funny that something else about my personality has made several of my friends just assume that I'm involved in it. It's kind of funny. And they were all right. This whole thing has got me, I've been paying attention to, you know, more than usual, the news and stuff. And strangely enough, a few weeks ago, which is before this thing kind of started happening as I'm recording this, I decided to start learning about day trading. And have been for the last couple of weeks after doing a lot of research and stuff, been playing with like a simulated, trading account, which means like you don't have real money you're trading with. You're trading with pretend money, but it keeps track of everything and gives you access to all the tools as if it was real money so that then you can actually see if you're doing well or not, which of course most people don't do so well, myself included, most of the time so far. But anyway, I've been paying attention to this story a lot, and I've heard, interestingly enough, I heard several people through watching like interviews and things, several people express a sentiment that is very similar to something I've heard a lot of drummers talk to me about. And I thought, man, what's great is that the answer to both of to both crowds is exactly the same. And I thought, man, this is really something that could be important for many of you who are listening to this show. So I wanted to share it with you. In the drumming world, I get a question a lot from drummers. Basically, it comes down to this. If a drummer is asking me about getting paid to play drums, from the perspective of the amount they're getting paid, the number one question I get is, how can I get paid more than what I'm currently getting paid to play drums? Or how can I start getting paid in the first place? So how can I increase that dollar amount, whether it's from zero to something, or whether it's from something to more something. The question is the same. And I don't want to paint the wrong picture for you. I'm not hearing from drummers all the time complaining about their pay rate. I don't want you to get the idea that if you decide to become a professional drummer, that you're for sure going to be struggling to make ends meet or anything like that. I'm just saying that when I do get questions about the pay, that's normally what it's about. And that's because people start to realize that you gotta account for a lot more than just the day that you're playing a show when you look at how much you're getting paid. If you're getting paid per show, for example, there's travel days, there's other things to think about beyond just the one day commitment. And that kind of limits the number of days you can work in a year within reason. So I get that question a lot. Now, that's one thing. Now, on the other side, the stock market thing, I've seen a lot of experts recently in reference to this GameStop thing complaining, basically. These are like Wall Street veterans complaining, saying there's no reason why this stock should be worth this much. Look at the amount of money they made in the last few years. There's no real world basis for why this stock is worth this much. This doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't be worth that much. But many people have responded to them with the answer that I agree with, which is, you know, one of the beauties of a free market system is that it doesn't matter whether it makes sense to you or not, how much someone is getting paid or how much someone is paying for something. The only people who decide how much something is worth are the ones who are paying for it. And that goes true. That's true. Like, that's like the famous, like, you know, you always have someone who's like, oh, my Beanie Baby collection is worth $1 million based on like them looking at a bunch of eBay listings and adding up all the money. But what you have to look at is, oh yeah, that's what they're for sale for. Did anyone actually buy one of those for that amount of price? Because the people who pay for it are the ones who decide how much something's worth. So think about that as a drummer. You might want to get paid more, but if you are, if you have established your identity as a drummer, as someone who's just like everybody else, meaning you don't have a unique fingerprint on your drumming. There's not a real, you know, characteristic about your drumming that is distinctly you. When someone gets ready to hire a drummer, you are going to be playing the game of who's the cheapest. Because if you have turned your drumming into a commodity, like napkins that I buy at the grocery store, and I say, you know what, they're all napkins. I just want the cheapest ones because I'm just going to wipe my face during a meal with it and then throw it away. Doesn't need to be anything special. I look for the cheapest ones. I do not look for the cheapest smartphone, because I personally like my Apple phone. And so I'm like, you know what? I want that experience. And so I'm saying, I say to myself, I understand the only way I'm going to get an Apple phone is by buying an Apple phone. The only way I'm going to have that experience is by buying that specific phone. Versus, if I just wanted a phone that could dial phone numbers, make phone calls, there are thousands of models that can do that just fine. And I would just buy the cheapest one if that's all I needed. So in your drumming, make sure that you are working hard to establish your identity as uniquely you. Because if you copy somebody else, you won't get to decide how much that's worth. The paper napkins at a store, they're all playing the low price game for the most part. They try to show ads to convince you one's better than the other. But I don't really see it that way. I just see them all as the same thing. So give me the cheapest one. You want to be a smartphone. Because, you know, there's all different kinds of, you know, some of the big companies who make smartphones, Apple and Samsung, and I think LG does a lot of good stuff. Even, you know, Motorola has a couple of really interesting phones out there. But each of those are very unique in the features they offer. And I know that if I really want a phone with two screens and one folds out into the shape of a T, I'm going to go buy the LG Wing. I'm not going to buy an iPhone because that one doesn't do that. There is one that does that. In the same way, if I want a phone that, you know, folds in half, I'll get one of those crazy expensive Samsung phones. If I want a phone that's very familiar to me with the iOS experience that I'm used to, I'll buy an Apple phone or whatever it is. There's something unique that defines each of those. And I say, if I want that thing, there's only one option for me. You need to do that in your drumming. And that's not just in how you play. A lot of it is how you play, but all of it is also your personality and your attitude and your professionalism and all those kinds of things. So work at looking at what is a unique characteristic about your drumming and how can you develop that more and promote that more, put that out there more on social media or however you're putting yourself out there. How can you show that part of who you are a little more so that when someone looks at, I think of it in reference to myself, I say, when someone says, I want a drummer like Daniel Hadaway, I don't want them to have any other choice but then to hire Daniel Hadaway. And that's up to me. If I've decided to be like 1,000 other drummers and what I play and how I carry myself as a drummer, then when someone says, I want a drummer like Daniel Hadaway, they're going to know there's 1,000 other drummers just like me. And they're going to say, yeah, but I bet Daniel Hadaway is kind of expensive. Let's just get the cheaper one. And that's on me because I didn't set myself apart as a drummer. So you need to do the same thing. Look at your drumming and say, man, when someone says, I want a drummer that sounds like, and insert your name, I want to be the only one who can fill that. I don't want to be the kind of drummer that's just like another drummer so that when they look at my type of drumming, they think that they have so many different options. Because then if you're the only one who can do what you do, you get to decide how much that's worth, not someone else. And remember, as long as you're trading in something as a stock market thing, as long as you're providing something that is just like everything else, like stocks, the only people who matter about what it's worth are the ones who are paying for it. And whatever someone's willing to pay for it is what it's worth. When someone's not willing to pay for something at a certain price, the price goes down. When everyone wants something and there's not enough of it, like you as a drummer, the price goes up because the people who are selling it know they can charge more for it. And that's what you should do as a drummer. So hopefully this helps you out in your drumming career, or hey, even if you're just starting a business or getting out there in the professional world or anything. It's always a good idea to know what makes you unique and then lean into those characteristics and really develop those so that down the road you can set the value for those things yourself instead of waiting for someone else to tell you. All right. Thanks for joining me today here on Drummer Daily. We will get together again really soon. I always enjoy spending time with you whenever I get a chance to. And I hope you feel the same way about me and this podcast. All right, we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.